Problems and mindset. We tend to define problems negatively. If you say, we have a problem, notice the reaction it invokes in others. If you say, we have something we need to address and resolve, there's a different focus of attention with that sentence. Problem thinking tends to get us focused on cause and effect. There's a problem. Let's look for the cause of it in order to remove, manage, or minimise it. And let's try and resolve it. We can't always resolve a problem by simply identifying and removing cause, because not all problems are that simple. Sometimes we have to live with the cause and create systems and structures which seek to minimise the problem. When all we do is look for cause, there is a risk of blame identification. We begin to mask the search for truth as a quest for who is to blame. We don't always mean to do it. Sometimes people or organisations are just hardwired that way, and they don't stop to examine their thinking. When faced with a cause and effect issue, we design a way to prevent or resolve it. We respond to it in a certain way. When there are an excessive number of pedestrian accidents in a street, and this is due to people driving too fast, we might install speed bumps and a pedestrian crossing. So whilst people are in that street, they will drive slower and within the speed limit, but they are not likely to drive slower in general. We've solved the problem for that street, but we haven't necessarily changed the general mindset of all drivers to one that pays more attention to driving within the speed limit. We have fixed a specific problem, but we haven't changed driving behaviour per se. For all we know, the same number of pedestrians are still having accidents. They're just having them elsewhere. Another way might be to think of the problem differently and creatively. How do we get people to consider the safety of others and drive within the speed limit in pedestrian areas? This is a different frame around the same problem and would likely result in a different set of alternatives than asking, how do we reduce pedestrian accidents in this street? This problem framing process involves ideas generation around the question to be resolved, not just ideas generation around the specific problem encountered. Asking bigger meta questions can provide a better solution. I call this the difference between answering linear questions and answering rounded questions.